Yeah, morning, folks. Almost 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Happy Friday.
It's a celebration.
Yes, it is. It's a celebration of Fridayness.
Yeah. How's it going, everybody? Good morning and all that. We made it. It is the weekend.
Absolutely.
You may have noticed Tara's missing. Isn't that mad? Imagine Tara having a day off.
On a Friday.
On a Friday of all days. Jeez.
Never happened.
Fair play to her.
Hopefully you're in good form.
How does she do it? She must have naked pictures of Andy Bad News or something. Although he'd be paying her to show them to people.
Absolutely. And knowing Andy Bad News, yeah, sure. He'd hire her as his agent.
Yeah.
If she had naked pictures.
God, I don't know how she does it. It's unbelievable.
It's a gift. It's a skill. It's a talent. Anyway, listen, good morning, everybody. Hey, morning, Amanda and her bogey nerve. Who's getting
bogey
ready.
Nerve?
That's her sciatic, yeah, bogey nerve.
It's not, it's not the nerve in her nose or anything like that.
A bogey nerve, yeah. You know your bogey nerve.
You know the bogey nerve?
It runs from the top of your nose to the bottom
it's
of your lip.
The one that goes to your snot machine there, right in the top.
She has a lilo and snorkel ready. It is a wet one. No denying it. No two ways about it. English Ian has noticed this, that it's a little bit wet.
Yeah, a little
he
bit,
describes
right.
it as a bit pissy.
It is a bit pissy. Foul though, language. You're dead right.
Foul language from English Ian there. Shocking. Carry on.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy Friday from Richie the Trucker.
Hell yeah, Richie!
Who's this? Blah, 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 blah. Who is this? Lara the Rank. Watched the Mikey Graham movie after you recommended
it. Did you get through it all, Lara? If you
he
did,
says
you may...
it was class. It was like watching a Healy Ray Kung Fu movie.
I tell you, that's a really good description of it. Oh, Jim, you have to give it a look.
I will.
You won't get through it all now. You definitely won't. You won't have the patience.
Lars seems to have gotten right to the end. He says, the credits say Mikey Graham from the rock band Boyzone.
The rock band. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, Lars. Anyway, you didn't give us a star rating, Lars. You got to let us know. How many
stars out of five, yeah. With one being a slice of Easy Singles and five being a blue cheese from the Cashel Blue. Yeah, you have to give us the five stars.
Greg and Ballinasloe disgusted that he won't get his grass cut today.
Yeah, you won't. Only a madman to go out there with a grass cutter, I was going to say.
Well, I'll tell you, Greg's the man for the job.
A grass cutter, a lawnmower, of course, is what I'm trying to think of.
And Margaret has also spotted it's quite dark and very wet in Fermoy.
Yeah.
Indeed it is.
It absolutely is. The whole country's getting slaughtered out on the line now.
Of course, you know who's not in bad form? Chainsaw Man.
Go on, Chainsaw Man.
Why?
New Chainsaw.
Going
on his holidays. You might meet Tara there, get her for chauffeurs.
Yeah, if you bump into her. Anywhere in
let us know where she is.
Listen, hopefully you're in good form. Yeah, it is a bit of a type morning, all right, but hopefully it'll get better heading into the weekend. And Tara was tweeting yesterday that towards the end of next week, Carla Weather, Alan at Carla Weather, was predicting that the summer could make a massive comeback towards the back end of next week.
Yeah, well, it has to, you see.
Because the kids are going back to school.
When the kids go back to school, so we've another belt of sun ahead of us, no matter what anyone says, especially around that first week of September.
Fantastic.
So don't worry about it. This is actually nice. It's nice and warm and an excuse not to go out. Lovely stuff.
Yeah, there's the boss, Hungry Heart, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday, 16th of August. Happy Friday to you, folks. I'm just twiddling me buttons here to get ready for the old birthdays, PJ, because it's a whopper installment
today.
Well, we got Friday
I'm
and Saturday.
I'm going to have to start cheating or something, because I haven't had a hit in so long. It's starting to feel like... I'm like Michael Owen when he moved. You know that way? You know how
Fernando Torres when he went from brilliant to absolutely
and he just couldn't get a goal.
Oh.
He just couldn't get one.
Just wasn't. But I tell you, these are all big hitters, buddy.
Okay, right.
These are all right up your street.
You see, again, that doesn't really help. You need to tell me you've never heard of any of these people and I'd probably get a double hat trick.
Do you know something? Do you know what we should do, right?
What?
Some morning for the crack, we should get birthdays of just total and absolute randomers.
Yeah, yeah. Like the person who works in the spa next door now.
Yeah. If we could find out genuine birthdays of a few people.
Tell you, yeah.
And let you have a go.
We'd all have to have them on the same day. Imagine the amount of work that would go into that. Trying to find a load of people in the area.
Yeah, but if I found loads of mad things like, you know, some scientists from, I don't know.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, I thought, here's me immediately thinking, I know, sure, you have to find someone in accounts. Of course, yeah, from all over the world. What am I on about?
Anyway, right, here we go. Right, big hitters over Friday and Saturday. And the first one, well, they don't come much bigger than this.
Some people think Diva's a bitch. Some people think Diva's a grand dame, a good old girl, I don't know, you know, a goddess. And yes, I do think I am. All of those things.
Now,
well, there's someone, it's a very humble sort, anyway, that's where I start,
She's a, you know, a goddess, a diva, a grand dame, a good old girl.
is.
And she happens to be the queen of pop music.
It's not Miley Cyrus, is it?
No. Madge!
Is it? It's Madonna. Of course yeah. It's Madonna. Jeepers.
Good old Madge. Hey? Humble as always.
I had my days where I was a huge fan of Madonna. For a long time, I was a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
And then she just went a bit bloody weird. Giving lads Frenchies that didn't want them and all. Do you remember all of that carry on?
No.
You do. Well,
how come I missed that?
Ah, because you're a dirty
where
fecker.
Was I?
They wouldn't show it to you.
Where was I?
I don't know where you were. Do you remember when your man did the award thing?
Did you get one?
No, I'd love one.
Did you?
No, I wouldn't love one. Actually, what am I talking about? I'm going back to my early days. She released her greatest hits in 1990, for the love of God. Sure, look how far that went.
But you know what's weird?
30 years ago.
You know what's weird for me, for Madonna, right?
Huh?
Is the fact, like you, I would have said, yeah, Madonna, God, wow, icon.
Yeah.
You know, queen of pop. Wow, oh, fantastic, amazing. And to be honest with you now, I don't know what's changed, but there's an awful lot of Madonna songs that I hear now and I go, jeez, that's a bit shit.
From our, yes, because we play them all the time. That's what that is. That's us.
Maybe that's it.
That is. It's because,
but,
yeah.
You know, I'm like...
Anyone that listens to this radio station would say, oh yeah, they play Madonna from time to time. But when you're in here, you're going, jeez, I'm going...
Has she got shares in the place?
If I ever meet her, I'm going to give out to her. Would you leave off a classic hits, will you?
Yeah.
Still leave us alone for 5 minutes.
I'm just trying to see, are we going to get through this morning at all without a Madonna?
It's like, it's the same way with Simply Red. They just play them to torture me.
No, we don't get...
Because let's be honest, nobody likes Simply
Red. She's in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
You never get through an entire show without her.
Not at all. I'm telling you.
It used to be Lionel Richie, and then Lionel Richie got the boot.
He got the boot, yeah.
And Madonna took over.
It's better the devil, you know. We used to complain about having Lionel Richie.
Yeah, to be honest.
And look at that. I love Lionel. Come back, Lionel. All is forgiven. You and your half-wit videos.
Mind you, it does happen to be the one good... Well, no, not the one good Madonna song, but, you know, one of our good songs.
Which later one?
On. It's Vogue in the 9 o'clock hour. That's all right.
I'm not mad about that now. Yeah. I prefer the...
Yeah, but it's better than that sort of... La Isla Bonita, surely. That's terrible.
I prefer that to Vogue now.
Would you?
Yeah. Prophecy and Island Dreams. All that makes him something sins.
Yeah. It's a terrible smack of brie
the
off
Spanish
you all of a sudden.
I want to be where the sun likes to shine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd be into that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a bit of Spanish guitar. The mood and all. Oh, with the black hair and all.
Jeez, she was lovely then.
I gotta say she is... I gotta say she's like 64.
Not bad, 61. 61, 61. Right, let's stick with the...
at this stage, I've done all these people before. That's the problem. If I could even remember partially some of them, I'd be flying.
From the previous year, yeah.
God.
Right, okay, what? Stick with the blonde bombshells. Madonna is blonde, isn't she? It's hard to know, really.
She is now, yeah, oh yeah.
Ulrika... Johnson.
Yeah.
We were only chatting about her there a few days back when we were talking about the Gladiators. I think it was actually while you were away. Magic Mike was on and we were talking about the Gladiators.
I saw you on Facebook about it then when I was away, yeah.
Yeah, Ulrika Johnson. Who went out with Sven?
Sven Garn Eriksson.
Unbelievable.
He did too well. He's one of them lads punched way above his weight. He must have a remote control on him the size of a 1980s television. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
But didn't she go out with a few of the kind of... Well, not that he's, you know, falls into that category. But, you know, did she go out with Callum Best or anything? Or?
I don't know.
Had she a reputation for dating the...
I don't know. She wasn't her husband. Wasn't she the one behind the big John Leslie scandal and all?
Is that it?
I think so.
What's the John Leslie scandal again?
Well, I'm not saying it on air.
He's a man from Blue Peter, is he?
Remember, he did the game show. Was it Wheel of Fortune or something like that? Oh, I can't. But remember John Leslie? He was on telly all the time. And then he got accused of...
Did he bash somebody up?
No, he got accused of rape.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez, well, jeepers tonight.
And I think it was Ulrika Johnson.
That,
yeah, that, I didn't say it. Bloody hell, yeah, getting stick of my foot in it. I was just singing La Isla Bonita there a minute ago, not a bottle of Rambi. And then you brought it into it.
Ulrika Kaka.
Ulrika
Kaka. Started as a weather person.
Started as a weather person, ended up shooting stars then.
But Gladiators will always be the greatest. You'd be proud
yourself
to.
And the fash.
Yeah. You'd be proud to associate yourself with them.
I used to love that show.
With Gladiators.
Remember, your man could hardly speak English. Remember him?
John Anderson.
That's his name.
The referee.
Contestant. On my mark, you will. Such a fantastic
pick up
show.
That giant cotton bud.
Ah, it was so brilliant. And right. All the weird hammy faces off your man Wolf and all.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to say she's like 61.
Oh man, you're very cruel.
Really?
She's only 52.
Well, she doesn't look great, man. Jeez, she's gone a bit pruney. Feeling a bit pruny for that.
Ah, dear.
I'm telling you.
Poor old Ulrika didn't come well out of it today at all.
No.
Right, hang on. Come on, let's try again.
What was she doing going out with Ericsson then? She must have only been in her
20s. That's what I'm saying. It was mad. And Nancy...
He looks like a pipe cleaner.
Delalio in the background.
He looks like a pipe cleaner kid. You know the way kids make things out of pipe cleaners? And then draw a face on a sun. That's what Sven Goran Eriksson looks like.
I have no idea what that description is. People who make things out of pipe cleaners and draw a face on the sun.
Yeah.
Lots of people are texting in to say Stan Collymore days at Ulrika Johnson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Stan Collymore. He's very good on the old Twitter machine. I've gone off Twitter again today.
Some of his opinions are, he's a bit up his own bottom.
Yeah, I like that though. I like that.
Of course you would.
I do. I like the aim of Duffy's, the job.
Says the man who likes Isla Bonita. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to be where the sunlight
goes. Let's give you one, right? Let's get you one in the bag before we take a break, right?
Let's try it anyway,
and then that way you can come back with renewed hope, okay?
Yeah.
Let's give one of your actual friends, okay? One of your actual friends in your sort of business. Hector. Oh.
Hector.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Go racing.
Hector, Hector.
He's a mate of yours, isn't he?
Well, I've met him a few times.
Is he not part? Was he never part of the circuit?
No, never. No, he's done the odd hosting of a show.
Why does he get classified as a comedian?
I don't know. Maybe because he was in school with Tommy Tiernan. That's the only way I can think of it.
Oh my God, what a brilliant thing to make a career out of.
Yeah.
On your CV.
Well, in fairness to him,
he was in school with Tommy Tiernan.
He had a bit more going for him than that.
Actually, I put that on my CV now with you.
That you went to school with me?
No.
That's not even true.
No. Just, you know.
Unless you're teaching me.
I know you.
I gave grinds to PJ on radio.
I just say I know you. No, PJ Gallagher. Thanks very much. Give us the job.
Most people go, so why should I? I'm not even going to let you in now. You shouldn't even be in the building at all.
Security!
There's another one of that gobshite's friends is out there turning up.
Anyway, this bloke, in your business, media, comedy media thing, yoke, right?
Yeah.
Friend of yours. And, come on, it's Friday.
What would I be?
What would I be if not your bestest mate on a Friday? Significant birthday.
He's not.
It is a significant birthday.
I wouldn't have guessed he was... He's 50, is he?
50.
Wow, I wouldn't
Hector
have thought so. Good on you, Hector.
What do you mean?
I just thought he...
I'm
thought,
50 as well.
I'll be honest with you, I thought he was younger than me.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
No, he's not that good. Just because he went to school with Tommy Tiernan.
No, just I thought he was younger than me and he just liked a bit of partying. That's what I thought.
Right, so there you go. So one in the bag. There's three more.
Right, okay.
So
we're still able to take a break then.
And there's like one of your favourite actors.
Really?
Yeah, there's a really, really famous footballer.
Oh?
Yeah. And then there's another actor who, whatever.
That's the one I'll get in the way.
Exactly, yeah.
Make perfect sense.
Stick around, it could yet happen.
Go on, Hector, happy 50th birthday. Yeah, I'll fart you.
Happy Friday to you, John. How are you, sir?
Very well, good morning.
Good to have you back, sir.
Indeed, late call.
I don't know
there.
Why I've suddenly started calling you sir, but anyway.
Many thanks to you too, my good man. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, late call up yesterday, Tara crying off with a
late call up. That's what John is to us. He's like, he is literally the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer
of this team.
Off the bench to produce a match winning display.
There you are now. 20 years ago, the man made himself an icon at Old Trafford. No matter how badly he does this season, he'll still always be worshipped and loved.
Exactly.
There you have it.
Yeah, he can walk away now. I don't know now. If he gets us relegated.
Well, who was that? Was that Tommy Docherty? No, it wasn't. I can't remember. The 70s. Man United relegated.
Yeah. That's true.
Unfeasible.
Dennis Law scoring a goal that put them down.
Yeah, Dennis
when he was
Law.
Playing for City at the time.
Didn't celebrate. He was gutted, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, John's busted, I'd
say. Did you see that? John's a footballing oracle. You'd never know there.
I know, yeah.
You'd never know that he was an Everton supporter.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
You're a what now?
I know, yeah. 30 years of...
pain.
Something, yeah. One trophy in 30 years.
The FA Cup, was it?
Yeah, when we beat your crowd, yeah.
That's right, yeah. We were only talking about that the other day.
That was all that Kevin Moore and sent off.
No, yeah. No, that was 85 when they lost. It was 95. Neville Southall was nothing short of...
miraculous.
Impossible to describe.
He was a wall.
He stopped everything.
Yeah, Neville Southall, jeez. It was short. In fairness, when you're half the size of the actual goal yourself.
The bin man, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He could get round.
He was unreal, wasn't he?
Was that his official nickname, the
bin
man?
Well, that's more latter years.
I think he was a bin man, though, wasn't that it?
It's more that he wore a bin man's jacket, really.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, in Clandudno or wherever he was from, North Wales. all that kind of
that
thing.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, different class of footballer.
Oh, the late 80s. Like,
a mate of mine, an English guy I know, told me that, and I'm dying to try and remember who the actual player was, but apparently there was a goalkeeper who was known as the Flying Pig.
Quite possibly.
Flying Pig. It's incredible.
I think it's going way
yeah,
back.
There was a fella back in the 20s, I think. He had a very dodgy name, it's hard to say, but his surname was F-O-U-L-K-E, and he went by the name Fatty. So he was Fatty Folk. And the man was about 6'3" or 6'4", which was literally enormous in those days.
Yeah.
And about 19 stones. So he filled the thing out, and all he'd do is stick his paw out and grab it. And
it's incredible.
What an amazing.
With a name like that.
Fatty Folk, there you are.
That would lend itself to many an interesting chance from the
really
terrace.
Really would, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah. And wouldn't you just love to see in 2019 Fatty Folk lift the Champions League? I mean, it would just be a spectacle.
Ah, those were the days. Yeah, Kylie Minogue, Love at First Sight here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, folks. Thank you for hanging out with us. I know it's a wet and miserable, awful kind of a day. But hopefully, you know, the weekend will improve. And it is Friday. Reasons to be cheerful. Come on.
Yeah, come on. It's Friday. It's the weekend. We're heading on in. It's good. It's all good. It's not cold.
Exactly.
It's the main thing. I always think that's the main thing. As long as I'm not freezing, I actually couldn't give a rashers.
Well, there you go. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Thank you to all the people who text in to say that, you know, I was telling John that anecdote about the flying pig.
Yeah.
My mate Wally told me there was a goalkeeper whose nickname was the flying pig.
Yeah.
Which sounds ridiculous. Well, lo and behold.
Sounds fantastic.
Lots of people. Super Spark. And also, who's this as well? Nigel, my old mate Nigel. Has let me know that a guy called Tommy Lawrence, who apparently played 340 times for Liverpool.
Get out of it.
And was the original sweeper keeper.
Sweeper keeper?
Yeah, it was affectionately known as the Flying Pig.
Oh my God, he's like a sweeper keeper. Balls are gonna fly. That's amazing. What a great name.
Yeah, the Flying Pig, Tommy Lawrence.
Oh, fair that's play. Fantastic.
That's amazing, that
the
is.
The Flying Pig. I mean, in fairness, you think he's the man could have had any legacy. When you think about the number of games he played, but the fact
340,
that
Yeah.
And then he's known as the Flying Pig.
Unbelievable.
And like, if you said that to anyone else, you know the man that played 340 games for the team. No. Flying Pig. Oh, yeah, did he really? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and then also, who's the Gooner in Middleton was letting us know that, don't forget that, what you call her, Ulrika Johnson went out with, what's his name? Bloomin' heck. Hunter. From Gladiators as well.
Oh, that's right. You
know your man, the big young lad.
Jeez, she must have been at all those showbiz parties to meet all these lads. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
That's why.
No, sorry, it wasn't the Gooner who told us that. Who was it told us that?
Don't know.
Oh, that was Nigel again, actually. That was Nigel in Newbridge, me old mate.
All right, there you go, yeah. God, you know, like, there's some people, they just sort of go through celebrity relationship after celebrity relationship,
yeah.
Don't they?
That's kind of the way I thought of Ulrika Johnson. I thought she kind of jumped around from famous name to famous name.
It must be a pain in the backside having a celebrity person. Well, if you are one anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
God.
Because the theory is they're supposed to know the game and then they, you know, and all that.
Yeah, but right.
It never
reality
works like that.
Yeah, reality, you're just there going, what are you doing hanging around with him? What are you doing hanging around with him? It must be a nightmare.
It's showbiz.
Yeah, it is all right. Yeah, it was a showbiz when you were hanging around with Mr. What's his name?
Motivator.
Yeah, it was not showbiz, was it? Swinging Elvis Lycra.
Anyway, listen, come on, let's get some birthdays in.
Yeah, go for it,
Jim. You've three opportunities, any two, and you will get yourself a day off. Right, next one. It's only one of your absolute favourites.
Right, good. This is a good start.
Robert De Niro.
Oh, he's not my favourite. He's a spoofer.
You talk about that man and his old sidekick Al Pacino more than anybody else.
Yeah, I know, because I think the pair of them are spoofers. Listen, I think they're like, you know, they have a thing they do and it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. It is. It's a very good thing. But jeepers, we've seen it 100 times. Like, it doesn't matter what movie he's in. The same thing. That's all I'm saying. You're looking at me. Hey, you're looking at me because it feels like you're looking at me. I'm going to have to shoot you in the Mickey or whatever, right? And then it's like, he could be Rocky and Bullwinkle. Whoa, Bullwinkle. Yeah. What are you going to do? Let's jump on the magic airplane.
So like, even when he was in Meet the Fockers and all that, it was that.
It's exact
even when he does
same.
Comedy, he's like.
That's all. They just put funny words in the serious mouth.
I think you're very funny, Greg. I mean, I'm laughing on the inside.
I got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Yeah.
You're looking, you're milking me? You want to milk me? You know, it's the same thing. It's always the same thing.
But he's worshipped. He's worshipped. He's regarded as one of the greatest of his generation.
I know. And even he must close his eyes at night and think, yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah, something.
But greatest in his generation. Shit, I've never even put on a funny accent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's done all the accents. Brad Pitt goes through a plethora.
And gets slagged off of them.
And he gets slagged. And he does so much. He puts so much effort into each thing. And then you see, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, I tell you something.
Don't ever slag Daniel Day-Lewis. Very good friend of mine. Very close personal friend of mine.
His voice is not.
He doesn't know us as any regular listeners will know.
His costumes are better than his acting, though. I'm just going to say that.
The only man to win three Best Actor Oscars.
Yeah.
And you're saying that he's not a good actor.
He's got costume.
I tell you something.
Apparently he's mad as a brush.
There's a smell of jealousy off you that you wouldn't believe.
Not really. I'd hate to live like him. Well, I don't know if I would now, because he lives up in his own in the woods. He won't talk to anyone.
There you go. I mean, he should be your hero. He's the ultimate recluse.
Yeah, but when you hear about the carry on of him, that he's on set and all, you can't call him by his name. You have to call him by his character name all the time.
Oh, like, the old method acting and all that.
Like, imagine. He's supposed to be Abraham Lincoln or something.
Imagine if I had to do that with you.
Abraham, hey, what's your email address? Like, just, what's the point? Just
imagine if I had to do that with you now for the whole months of your young offenders.
Barry, yeah.
Call you Barry.
Yeah, like, what would be the point of that? What does anyone gain?
How old is Robert De Niro?
Oh, my. Spoofer De Niro is 72.
Oh, 76. Right, don't fear. There's a good one on the way. Thierry Henry.
To many. You're flipping cheese.
Well, there is that. If you're Irish, he's the ultimate cheese. But to many, maybe the greatest foreign import into the Premier League.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. He's nothing but a cheat. And a gooner. That's his legacy. An awful old cheat and a gooner.
Who would you give it to now? Aguero, maybe?
The greatest foreign import.
Bergkamp.
Roy Keane.
Ronaldo, I suppose. Technically, from what he went on to do.
I'd still say Roy Keane is the greatest foreign import. To be honest. There you go. Yeah. I'm nailing me corners to that one.
Fair play. Right, Thierry Henry. Va-va-voom.
God, another one. I didn't mean to do that, but another fella, he drove me mad even in the day. Because remember, that was the Unbeatables and all, or whatever they were called, that Arsenal side.
They were called the Invincibles.
The Invincibles. Oh, my God. And they were just, oh, my God.
Wait, was it the Invincibles? Or is that, that's a cartoon, is it?
The Animaniacs, was that it?
The Animaniacs, that was it. The Arsenal
Maniacs. We're the Arsenal Maniacs. I think that was it. And then he did that thing, the handball against, I swear to God, it was so annoying. At least he's never lived it down. Everywhere he goes where an Irish person sees him, to this day, he gets the cheat chat.
Does he?
Show. Yeah.
It must be one of the biggest regrets of his life.
The biggest regret of that time now, if you don't mind me saying, was when the FAI turned around and says, we know that we lost the match, but can we go anyway? That's the most embarrassing. That was unbelievably embarrassing. They were like, no, there's 22 teams. Yeah, but can we not go anyway? And then they gave them a load of money. Remember, the Irish got a load of money not to go.
Wow, look at that. Just as you say that now, there's the gooner back on. And he says, as a gooner, I can't stand le cheat.
Yeah, see, there you go. Wow. And if even your owner turned it against you, there you go.
That's a biggie, all right.
It was him and Perez. Jeez, I couldn't stand either of them.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. He was another cheat. Jeepers, if you looked at him crossways, he'd trip over your eyes. I got to say,
Thierry Henry is
43.
Oh! 42.
Oh, feck it.
And then it would have been set up lovely for a big grandstand finish.
Yeah.
With Sean Penn. Yeah.
Notorious cranky man.
Is he the wrestler?
No, you loon. No, that's Mickey Rourke.
That's Mickey Rourke, is it?
No, Sean Penn.
Which one's Sean Penn?
He does Amazing Movie, Mystic River.
And he did
Milk.
He
went out with Madonna.
Yeah, he did Milk as well, didn't he?
My name is Harvey Milk.
Yeah.
And I'm here to recruit you.
Yeah.
He did
that's
that.
Right, yeah. Now I have him.
And he did, he does brilliant. He's a brilliant actor.
Mystic River's a great movie, actually.
Fantastic
great
movie.
Great movie. That's the one with Kevin Bacon
Fantastic
and all in it.
Fantastic movie, yeah. He directs it and all, I think. Oh, no, he doesn't. Clint Eastwood does.
Yeah, great movie.
But he's supposed to be an awful crackpot.
Really?
A crackpot. I know people that worked in the movie here with him and he made known as a very difficult man. Very difficult man altogether. Yeah.
So I know. Less said about that, the better.
53.
59.
Ah, fart.
Wouldn't it help anyway.
There you go, anyway. No wonder him and Madonna broke up with their birthday on the same day. Fighting over who had the biggest cake.
Brian Adams and PJ's favourite, Mel C. When You're Gone, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good to have you around, folks. Happy Friday to you. I know it's a bit of a miserable one, and it is having its effect on the traffic. Somebody just texted in to say that they haven't moved the last half an hour.
Ah, jeez.
On East Wall. They're on East Wall Road, heading to Dublin Port. I don't know who that is. Just says Nolan.
That flipping road gets really bad sometimes. It does. It doesn't take much to turn that into a nightmare. There's a load of them.
There you go. So it's problems on the East Wall Road heading to Dublin Port there. Thanks for the shout, though. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout out this morning. As I say, not a fantastic morning, but it is Friday. Happy Friday, heading into the weekend. And in fairness, you are at least in one of, well, if you're on East Wall Road like that chap, you are in one of the friendliest cities in the world.
Yeah, apparently so. We have a new survey has been done. We have this place called Big Seven. And for a small city, it says Dublin packs a serious punch when it comes to friendliness.
Wow.
Now, I know there's a lot of people outside the M50 now going, what?
To be fair, there's a lot of people inside the M50 going, what?
What? Yeah, I know.
I mean, I never fully understood that, the idea that anywhere that people would come over here and go, God, you're all so friendly and everybody's so nice. And,
oh, I totally see that.
Because I hear what we say.
Ah, we only say that behind each other's backs. What are you talking about? We never really saying horrible things to each other's faces. No!
I suppose maybe that's it, yeah.
Ireland as a whole, you would imagine, is a very friendly place. But to see that Dublin finally getting a bit of good press, I think it's good news, to be honest with you. So, I do have a top 10 list if you want to do a bit of a belter.
Wow, it's up to you have a top 10, look at
it
you.
It says we're good-natured. We have a good sense of humour, and whether you're lost or just looking for a chat in a pub, it says Dubliners will be on hand to help out. It says locals, this is one of their quotes, will even thank a bus driver. Oh my God, the perfect example of classic Irish warmth, it says.
Just so saying thanks to your bus driver when you get off the bus.
Obviously, cheers. That's not done in all the other countries of the world.
Actually, to be
where
fair
it's done
to you,
in Ireland all over.
To be fair to you, maybe that's why I don't, you know, necessarily understand the obsession that, you know, we're supposed to be such a friendly bunch. Because I've never had to experience kind of other places where they're probably unfriendly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. And when was the last time you were on the bus as well? It'd be a good question.
I'd always thank a bus driver.
Yeah, but sure, when was the last time you were on a bus? You were probably going to school.
Always thank the toll people. Always thank, you know me, PJ. Thank everybody.
I don't see, is he? That's one of the, I have to say, right? I used to love doing the toll thing, right? Every so often, I would pay for the person behind me just to see the
pass
look in their face.
Pass it on, yeah.
It's gone now, the electro, the e-tag thing, it's gone, I can't do it anymore. Yeah. It actually annoys me. But anyway, that's
well,
the
I mean,
end of that.
If you really want to, you could pull in and walk over and hand your money in.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be weird at all. Right, so the top 10 friendliest cities in the world comes into the questionable rate when you hear that number 10 is the city a lot of people think is the one you're most likely to get a punch in the face. It is Glasgow in Scotland.
Glasgow?
Yeah.
Number 10.
Glasgow in Scotland is number 10. I worked in Glasgow. I actually have to say, it isn't bad. It's not a bad place at all. The only thing that can get you in trouble there is wearing certain colours.
That's what I was just going to say. My experience of Glasgow, I've only been about two or three times, but is being making sure I'm in the right bit of it.
Yeah, I worked there for a while, and I have to say, I did find it a very friendly city. But when it comes to certain days, certain days of the year, you kind of have to be a little bit careful about where
Danny
you use
Dyer
your
days.
Irish accent, for
Danny,
example.
Danny Dyer days.
Danny Dyer days, yeah.
It's all kicking off. I'm out of here.
And the thing is, you don't know, when you're Irish, you don't know that it's not just the Celtic and Rangers thing. There's all these other clubs that identify as Catholic and Protestant and all as well.
Right.
So you don't have a clue. It's just the Orange Marches and everything in the city, and you wouldn't know. Anyway.
Well, we experienced a very unfriendly taxi driver on one Glasgow visit, so.
Yeah, you said that, yeah.
Mm. But anyway, so we made it to number 10.
Well, there you go. In at number 9, another one that might ask you questions, because we've all seen movies about the favelas and the drugs. But Sao Paulo in Brazil at number 9.
Wow. I wouldn't have a clue, so I'll take your word for it. Have you been? Is that one of yours?
I've never been to Sao Paulo. Mike has been to Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
Friendly city,
friendly
you think?
Friendly city.
Absolutely fine. Says he really likes it. So there you go.
Happy
so once
days.
Again, it beats the stereotype you see on TV. In at number 8, have been here, and it's outrageously friendly. Nashville, Tennessee,
wow.
USA. Yeah.
That does kind of... Mind you, I would suspect there's a lot of American places that you have an image in your head that everybody does the whole... You have a nice day. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but Nashville's another level now.
Yeah.
Nashville is another level. Like, it's... I don't know what it is. It's like they're trying to convert you or something every time you meet them.
Yeah.
It's different, like. Yeah, but it's a great spot.
Thank you for coming to our city.
Thank you for being alive, sir. Thank you for being alive. You just brightened up my whole existence. I'm going to tell my family about you, and we're going to eat a turkey in your honor.
Yeah.
Right, so number seven, Christchurch in New Zealand. Been there, and I have to say, I would question that too. Not bad place, but it's a real touristy spot, so you always kind of get the feeling you're being sold something.
Right.
At least I did. In at number six, Dublin, the capital of Ireland.
Wow.
There you go, in at number six, yeah.
Oh, just missing out on the top five spot.
Just missing out, just about.
That's
missing out.
That's big
there,
though, isn't it? See, to be top 10.
In the world.
In the entire
in the world.
World.
Yeah, I think we've done very well. Cork, by the way, just to... Well, just to make...
You have to be careful
ignored.
Now, because you'll be there again next week.
And I think, if I'm going to be all out absolutely honest on this, in my experience, Cork is actually a friendlier city than Dublin, right? I'm going to say that.
Unbelievable.
Even though I don't like it. And the
people of Dublin, I hope you're listening to this. Cork, not only has he just...
On the friendliness stage.
He abandoned his north sidest thing to go south side and posh. Now he's literally abandoning the entire city to make himself a blooming adopted rebel.
It's my birthplace.
It's an absolute
shock. Right, anyway, but I will say, I mean,
Mike is almost in tears out there.
I am.
He's
I'll
almost
tell you what,
crying.
Jim, he's playing to the gallery. That's
isn't
what he's doing.
Isn't he?
What are you talking about?
Playing to the gallery.
Just because he's going back down next week. He's
I do be there. I am the one of experience here.
Do they thank their bus drivers?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely they do. In Cork. You're joking.
I assume you only hang out in Montanotti, do you?
Well, at the moment, yeah. You know what I mean?
He's changed, man, since we started doing this show.
No, Jim. I'm trying to change.
He's actively trying to leave us behind, Mike.
But anyway, I meant to say Cork.
Which I can understand, obviously, because Mike living in the crime capital of the
I love the way we've made this film.
It's literally the sleepiest place in the world.
It's great, isn't it? I heard Mike, it was actually Mike Hogan hit that fella, not Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
just saying.
That video was doctored.
In relation to Conor McGregor, by the way, you know he's sort of lived half his life in Lucan.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that that's never in the papers. It's always crumbling.
Yeah. But what's also not in the papers is that Conor McGregor left when Mike moved in.
He's getting a bit sketchy around here.
Getting a bit bogey.
He only got into the fight when he got into Lucan. Right, so I got to say.
Right, we're into a top five.
So at Cork, by the way, what I was saying is 17th that only finished in this list. That's why I was surprised.
The Galway feature.
Don't have a listing for
Galway.
Galway
featured.
I don't know if it's not in the top 50. I do not think.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
Hamburg in Germany is in at number 5. Taipei in Taiwan even in at number 4. Bruges in Belgium in at number 3.
The Japanese one is interesting though. That Taipei is it? Is that what you said? Taipei is it?
Yeah.
Because kind of.
That's Taiwan. Yeah.
It's kind of just you just kind of feel that they're very. Very, it's all very respectful or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, in Taiwan, is it?
You know what I mean.
I've never been to Taiwan. I've been to Japan.
Yeah.
Where it's so outrageously respectful.
Yeah, exactly.
People are too nice. Like, if they don't know an answer to something, they don't want to let you down, so they just make something up. That's what I found about Japan. You know, they're so nice that they are so terrified of letting you down.
Yeah.
They make something else up to make you feel good, you know?
Yeah, that's yeah, I know what you mean. That can work for you and against you.
Yeah, maybe that's why Galway didn't make
it. Where's the train station?
Over there.
That's outside. And, over to the...
Could have sworn he said it was over here. Yeah. I've been walking for an hour. Yeah. Anyway, right, top three, is it?
Top two now, because Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, number 2. And then number 1... Of course, it's always the Canadians win these things.
Alrighty.
Vancouver. Oh, how you doing, folks? Thank
and you've
you
been
for
there,
giving us
haven't
this
you?
Award. No, I've never been to Vancouver.
Oh.
I've been to Montreal and Toronto gigging. I've never been to Vancouver. Cougar. Vancouver. Jeepers, a Vancouver. Yeah, no, I've never been there, so I don't know. Yeah, well,
Canadians.
There you go. I'm disappointed for Cork. I'm very happy for the Dubs. You know what I mean? Oh, no, up the Dubs and all. Like, don't get me wrong, up the Dubs and all of that, Jim.
Oh, well, nice of you to, you know, to chime back in once in a while.
We all know how humble us Dubs are, you know what I mean? You wouldn't be saying that it's better than anywhere else or anything like that.
Yeah. So all we have to do now is get the old, alrighty then.
There's only two counties in Ireland, you know, there's Dublin and the outside. You know what I mean? So it's only natural that Dublin should finish it.
This would be a good time to recirculate your little clip from Meet the Neighbours, maybe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just to reassert your Dublin credentials.
Of course Dublin are the friendliest. At the moment, you're the only people in Ireland that's the real humans.
They're all out there, coaches, smelling of onions, with their arms not too long to go down to their ankles. Show the weirdos.
Yeah, head away. What is love? Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Almost 20 to 8 is promised. The reveal of a brand new hit bid on the way very shortly. And also, just a reminder, after 8 this morning, stick around. We've got some live music on the show after 8. The boys from What's an Ace are going to be dropping in just after 8. They've got a big gig in Lost Lane next week. They're going to be telling us about, so some live music for you. But in the meantime,
when will I be famous?
Do you want to go for the
I
big
love
one?
Ross, yeah. Ooh,
now I'm going to wait for the really big one. I've all day, PJ.
Ah, stop. You have to humiliate me now.
No, here we go. Oh, I was expecting more.
Oh,
but
thank
anyway.
God.
Right, so it's the final day of our Maldron Hotel competition. You know the story. They've been on board with us all week. Family-friendly hotels, great locations all around Ireland. Ireland providing rest and relaxation that is close to the action. Places like Dublin and Wexford and Galway and Cork and Limerick and Derry and Belfast and Port Leash.
All over this fine all island of ours, really. So there you go. And all you got to do is simply, well, it's basically there's a celeb in the bed is kind of the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you guess whatever celebrity it is I'm trying to do an impression of.
We've now, had some
belters. It's been a very uncomfortable week for me. I'll be honest with you, right? I've suddenly had to come, well, suddenly I'd say very slowly over the course of 5 days, slowly had to come to the realisation that I'm absolutely brutal at impressions.
No.
And I actually thought
no,
I was quite
not
good.
Having it.
And I will apologise.
Everybody, did everybody get it right? Well, I won't say everybody. Did people get it right each day?
Well, when you have to leave clues as obvious as, you know, punching in the face with the help of Holy God. You start thinking.
We've had legends. We've had Ronan Keating. We've had Prince Charles. We've had Casey Taylor.
Pat Kenny.
I mean, huge names.
Now, this today one, is the worst of the lot.
This Will. Could be a bit tougher, right? This, you know,
oh my God.
There'll be some people who aren't as familiar with this person as others, but I think straight away you will know exactly who we're talking about. So the idea is you can win yourself an overnight stay at the Maldron Hotel, Sandy Road in Galway, and you get an executive upgrade and dinner for two if you can guess who this is in the Maldron Hotel. Have a listen.
Oh, God.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Hi, I'd like you to deliver to my room some Colombian coffee, ice cold, and immediately, please.
I'm afraid we won't have Colombian coffee, sir.
Don't you understand? Every time you tell me you don't have Colombian coffee, what I hear is you need to get out of our hotel.
No, sir, not at all. You're more than welcome. We just don't have that.
You know, if you're not going to try, I can't help you. You gotta believe you can achieve anything you want. And if that means changing your life now or just getting coffee, you can do it, son.
Well, okay, sir. Leave it with me. I will try.
You know, son, in Texas we have a saying. To try is to deny that's not to try and to go without it at all. Have a think about that and get back to me.
Oh, my God. That's so bad. That's so bad. I have to give myself a headache.
Right.
Mike's shaking his head looking in the window. He's like, oh, my God.
So that was PJ's.
And I don't blame him. When you have the man who's basically the producer of the show and he's looking in the window shaking his head at you, you know, you've done something extraordinary.
Well, there is correct answers coming in. There's
God.
A lot of incorrect ones too. But
yeah,
nonetheless.
Imagine getting that wrong.
If you know who it is that PJ Gallagher was impersonating there as the celeb in the Maldron Hotel.
I'm actually embarrassed. I know I need a cold bath after that.
087-188-0008. Free to have a go on WhatsApp. Give us your answer and your name. 087-188-0008.
Please don't play that ever again. She won't.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
I'm just wondering, should we re-record the jingle to get your mojo back?
Maybe, it's not a bad idea.
Do you want
you know?
A different version, a new version?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I can either change tack or I can sort of like try and regain confidence and try and outdo Mike just
Lads,
with hard work and effort.
Yeah, Lads, yeah. Here is an opportunity for all of us.
Right.
We have a clean sweep here. It's a new Hit Bit. No more PJ's weird singing.
Right.
No more me trying to top it. And no more puns.
There's an option.
What do you think?
I'm not sure about that.
You're supposed. What you were supposed to say was, "No, I love it, and Mike, we love your puns. We'll keep them." That was what.
I definitely don't want you to get away with your puns. That's for sure. That's. I don't want you getting off the hook there. There's no way I want that to happen.
Anyway, whatever's going to happen.
Puns will be favorite part of the day.
This is a brand new hit bit for you, right? So we're about to reveal a brand new hit bit. Okay, it'll be starting. I think. We'll be starting actually later on this afternoon, because Enda Murphy's the first opportunity to actually guess it, right?
Yeah.
But what will he be starting at?
So Enda Murphy's going to start at 500 smackaroos.
500, very
nice. There you
nice.
Go, so
right,
500 quid. 20 to 5 then, that'll be the first chance to get to play this.
And how do you rate it, Mike? How do you rate it? In kind of difficulty terms, as bad as the last one, easier than the last one?
I think audibly, you'll find out that it is quite doable. As in, it's kind of, it's a unique beat, if you know what I mean?
Right.
I think anyway.
Okay. Obviously, you're not going to give us a clue.
Like, it is hard, but I mean, it's very well known, but it is difficult.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Shall we?
Yeah, I'm dying to hear this now.
Okay. And we'll be getting PJ Gallagher's immediate thoughts.
Okay. You have an immediate guess. When you hear, shout a guess.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So,
that's very... Right.
If anything comes into your head, you know the way sometimes things do come into your head.
Oh, at the odd time, yeah. I'm not looking forward to it today.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the very first listen to the brand new hit bit.
Now, anything? DJ.
Go again there. Rick Astley, Together Forever.
No, it's not Rick Astley.
There you go.
But well done for guessing.
So now it's been revealed. It means it's going to go up on the website, classichits.ie. Enda Murphy's going to give you the first chance to play at 20 to 5 this afternoon. €500 is where we start that.
Are you sure it's not Rick Astley? Together forever.
We're back to that thing about... Are you sure it wasn't Donald Trump, though?
Together forever in love.
Right, there you go. There's the first thing you can scratch off your list.
Yeah, it's not that.
It's not that. Right. ClassicHits.ie if you want to listen to it again before.
It's not Rick Astley. I know. I picked it yesterday.
He put it together, man.
Have a look again, just in case you made a mistake.
It's not. It's Rick Astley.
Waking up happy with PJ, Jim, and What's an Ace are with us in studio. Or I should say members of What's an Ace. Because I noticed, Colin, you haven't brought the full compliment.
The best members. I think.
We're obviously not...
It's easy to say when the others aren't here. Yeah. You can always get that in, yeah.
We're obviously not a big enough show to warrant the entire What's an Ace.
The ones who care are here. Let's just say.
Right. The stripped down version of What's an Ace are with us in studio. Listen, we're going to have a chat with the boys. The big gig that's coming up 21st of August in the Lost Lane. We're going to be chatting about that and some of the bits and pieces that they've been doing. But we're going to start off making you work, making you earn your keep. You're going to do a tune for us, but you're going to do a kind of a cover.
Yeah.
So this will be interesting. What are you going to do?
Well, we were going to do Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Have we discussed this beforehand? Before Jim just asked me there on live radio?
So it's a voyage of discovery, is it? Or are we pinning our colours to the mast?
Yeah, let's pin our colours to the mast.
All rise for our rendezvous.
Let's just leave it at a cover.
So we'll find out in a minute.
Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say it's alright. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's alright. Little darling, the smiles return into their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's alright. Mm-hmm. sun, the sun, here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Darling, I feel like ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's alright. It's alright.
Yay! Hey. Good stuff. What's an Ace in studio with us? And of course, we should mention, of course, a lot of people, okay, What's an Ace is the project, if you like. But of course, Colm Lynch, as Colm Lynch, has done plenty. You've a couple of albums under your own name.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I released two albums under my own name, Whisper and Riot and Tickety Boo. And yeah, and we did all sorts of...
So, and do you find that a lot of people don't make that connection between Colm Lynch and What's an Ace? Or is that a kind of a...
Well, I suppose, you know, I think that they do. I think now that they do, you know, that I've been peddling this What's an Ace for as long as I have, but people kind of make that kind of connection.
Because
you know?
It is a sort of a coming together thing with it, isn't it? Because,
yeah.
I mean, well, you have your thing in your own right, and a lot of the members do stuff in their own right, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, all the lads are involved in different projects. You know, Angus is playing bass with the Water Boys, and so he's off doing that.
So it's a question of kind of when you can get them together,
and that's the reason we kind of looked. We really wanted to do a date this summer, you know, as the collective, it's a, you know, it's a 6-piece band, and trying to get 6 grown men to commit
to anything at all, trying to get 6 grown men to meet up for a pint is hard enough.
Exactly. You know.
By the way, that's the other thing. I mean, like, this is where I demonstrate my complete being off the scene and knowing nothing about what's going on in the music business. But I mean, Lost Lane, we had to go and find out where it was.
It's Lily's,
It's relatively new, is it? It is new.
No, it is, Jim. Don't be so hard on yourself. But don't take the relatively out.
Thank God for that.
It is new. It's only there a few months. So basically they closed Lily's and refurbed it as a brand new venue. And it's beautiful. I went on the opening night and it's absolutely gorgeous. You know,
so is it just live music now?
Just live music. I think, you know, at the weekend they still will throw a DJ on after the live band, but it's live music, you know. Like they went down.
It's not
home.
Just Eamon Duffy snarling at everyone from behind the velvet rope.
We used to play
They're
there.
My band!
We used to play there and we had Duffy up with us.
Heaps
of times singing with us. Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
Singing with us? I remember one time.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was up, you know, and... some lad came up to ask him for, so would you sing on Raglan Road, and Duffy just goes, effing cliche.
Brilliant. That's so exactly
he says
what you'd
expect.
Of
cliches. This lad Ronaldo was a cod. Everything that ever came out of his mouth was a cliche.
He was doing punditry on his request, you know.
So it's Lost Lane on the 21st of August, so it's effectively next Wednesday
next
night.
Next Wednesday, yeah.
Right, good stuff. 21st of August, Lost Lane is the venue to catch What's an Ace, the big gig for this summer. Boys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
really
for having us, guys.
Well
see
done.
Us.
Cheers.
Pleasure.
Classic Hits is now available to take with you anywhere in the world. Whether you're on iPhone or Android, you can download the new Classic Hits app from your app store now. Don't miss a beat. The Classic Hits app. 80s, 90s, and more.
Classic Hits.
I'm back with a bang.
Selling Irish-made mattresses at prices that you can afford. Prices that are unbelievable. You can buy online at mattressmick.ie.
Heard the Smith's youngest is finally back from a gallivanting, says old Mr. Brennan. Ah, they must be delighted, says I. Guess it's true what they say. There's no place like home. I mean, there's no taste like home, says he. So wasn't the first thing she wanted, after all that time away, only a Brennan's cheese toastie. So home may be where the heart is, but the hunger isn't far behind. Keep it simple, says I. Keep it fresh, says he. Brennan's. Today's bread. today.
Visiting the Cliffs of Moher? Visit the website first and save up to 50%. Come in the morning or evening for the best rates and the best experience. See cliffsofmoher.ie.
Let's face it, the Irish summer has serious commitment issues. It's always late, disappears for weeks at a time, and consistently breaks its promises. But not us. At Electric Ireland, we're committed to giving you an 8.5% saving on your gas and electricity year after year after year after year. Visit electricireland.ie/join for the kind of commitment you deserve.
Estimated annual bill €1,736. Average consumption, urban 24-hour, discounted unit rate, standing charge, PSO levy and carbon tax. Residential, dual fuel, direct debit and online billing. Terms and conditions apply. See electricireland.ie/EAB. Rates at 1st of April 2019, subject to change.
If you're considering your future and what to do next, maybe it's time to think about a career in the motor trade. Cinnet Auto's Wicklow Town have news for you. As part of our continued expansion, we're currently recruiting for an apprentice technician. If you've got your Leaving Cert results, have a good computer knowledge and the ability to work on your own initiative, apply now with your CV to the manager, Cinnet Auto's Wicklow Town. Find us online at cinnetautos.ie.
The Marymount Hospice Charity Race Day takes place at Cork Racecourse Mallow on Saturday, August 17th. From the Lennon Courtney Most Stylish Lady event to the Derry Gold Kids Zone and DJ Stevie G after racing, there's something for everyone to enjoy. Join us for a memorable day in support of the priceless work done by Marymount Hospice. All proceeds go to Marymount. Tickets via corkracecourse.ie.
I'm kind of having a moment here.
Oh, don't mind me, love. I'm just measuring up for our new Bath Shack bathroom.
Can't you wait until I've had my bath?
No time to waste. Bath Shack are offering a 10% discount when you mention Classic Hits. And that's on top of their existing great value on leading bathroom names.
Well, why didn't you say?
Ooh, I really didn't need to see that.
Visit bathshack.com or our Dublin or Cork showrooms.
Want to play the Breakfast Table quiz today? Call PJ and Jim now. 1850-410-494. The Breakfast Table quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick is on in the next 20 minutes. Classic Hits.
PJ and Jim.
PJ and Jim in the morning. The two-time Imro Award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic Hits.
You eat your breakfast, turn that dial to Classic Hits. I can call you PJ, PJ when you call me, you can call me Jim. Hey, PJ and Jim, PJ and Jim, PJ and Jim, PJ and Jim.
Strangers to love, you know the rules, and so do
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:24 on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. And a big thanks once again to the boys from Watson Ace. You heard their little jingle that they did for us. That's going to stick in your head all day now, PJ.
PJ and Jim. PJ and Jim. Yeah, little earworm.
Anyway, thanks to the boys from Watson Ace. Lost Lane, next Wednesday, 21st of August. Lost Lane is the big gig. And by the way, if you want to check out, we actually videoed their performance of Here Comes the Sun, and it's going up on our Facebook page as we speak, if you want to check it out and see the lads perform it. And we're actually going to get them to do one of their originals as well. We'll pop that up in due course too.
Yeah.
And if you need to know anything about kind of gigs and you know, where they're at, what they're up to, all that sort of stuff, as they said themselves, the best thing to do is to just Google it.
Give it a Google. Like you said, it's those days. It's the new era. You don't need information now. You just Google whatever.
Absolutely.
Whatever you hear.
Absolutely. Right, now listen. We should really do this.
When will I be famous?
Because we've got to give the answer and give away the prize, the final prize, to the Maldron Hotel. Of course, today, the destination is the Maldron Hotel Sandy Road in Galway. You get an executive upgrade for your overnight stay, along with dinner for the two of you. And of course, there's loads of locations to choose from the Maldron Hotels. Dublin, Wexford, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Derry, Belfast, Portlaoise, on and on the list goes. All perfect places for city breaks or family getaways. Spacious bedrooms, state-of-the-art leisure centres, gourmet dining, award-winning service, lots more. You can make it Maldron.
Oh God, sorry, you dropped me milk. So there you go.
Right, do you want to hear it again?
No.
Yes.
Please don't do this to me, Jim.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Hi. I'd like you to deliver to my room some Colombian coffee, ice cold, and immediately, please.
I'm afraid we won't have Colombian coffee, sir.
Don't you understand? Every time you tell me you don't have Colombian coffee, what I hear is you need to get out of our hotel.
And no, sir, not at all. You're more than welcome. We just don't have that.
You know, if you're not going to try, I can't help you. You got to believe you can achieve anything you want. And if that means changing your life now or just getting coffee, you can do it, son.
Well, okay, sir, leave it with me. I will try.
You know, son, in Texas we have a saying. To try is to deny that's not to try and to go without it at all. Have a think about that and get back to me.
Oh, my God. I've actually stopped making sense. Apart from the
accents
being bad.
That's the whole beauty of it. The man never makes sense.
Oh, my God.
I know. We got a lot of wrong guesses, okay? Loads of people picked up on the Texas reference and thought it was George W. Bush. It wasn't George W.
No.
A lot of people thought it was Donald Trump.
Loads of people thought it was Donald Trump, yeah.
Not Donald Trump. There was a few bizarre ones. Somebody thought it was Baz Luhrmann.
I don't even know what he sounds like.
That's your man from Sunscreen.
Yeah,
you know,
I know who he is. I wouldn't know his voice or anything.
What else? Hugh Jackman, Jack Nicholson came in. But in fairness to you, is that J.R. Ewing? Sorry. In fairness to you, most people did get it. Was, of course,
supposed to be Dr. Phil. Was supposed to be Dr. Phil.
Right.
I had the best of intentions going into it. And then I was, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd like to apologise on behalf of the...
Don't be apologising to him, sure, he's a... charlatan anyway.
Oh no, not him. No, couldn't give a toss about him. He's a
But I tell you, lots of people did get it right in fairness, and the prize is going to who?
The prize is going, oh, there you go, I had it there a second ago. Amy Lawler. Well done, Amy Lawler. Fair play to you. I don't know how you figured it out, but you and most people did, and it was Dr. Phil, and you are the one that won.
Yeah, Dr. Phil McGraw.
Phil McGraw.
Isn't it Phil McGraw?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Right, so listen,
you
Amy.
You know what they're saying, son.
Amy Lawler, off you go to Maldron Hotel, Sandy Road in Galway. Your executive upgrade and dinner for two awaits along with your overnight stay. And a big thanks to Maldron Hotel for all of the prizes this week. We have different ones every day this week for various locations that they have. Make it Maldron. Right, 8:28 here at Classic Hits. Time for us to get the latest headlines. Here's John.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning. The Data Protection Commission's issued findings that put the use of the public services card as envisioned by the government in jeopardy as it's in breach of data protection laws. The Garda Ombudsman GSOC has received a total of 1,448 allegations of malpractice against Gardaí this year, including 10 complaints of sexual offences. Israel's banned a visit by two US congresswomen who have spoken out against its policies towards the Palestinians. Donald Trump told a rally of his supporters last last night that their financial security depends on his re-election. The family of the late Nora Quarren have urged Malaysian police to continue a criminal investigation into her death. The long-awaited upgrade of the Dunkettle interchange in Cork looks set to be delayed by a further 12 months. And Conor McGregor is expected to be charged with assault after allegedly punching a man in a pub in Dublin earlier this year. Kilkenny's Killian Buckley could be in line to start the All-Ireland final on Sunday against Tipperary at Croke Park. Tipperary expected to remain unchanged from their win over Wexford in the semi-final. Kerry's Stephen O'Brien will play against the Dubs in the All-Ireland Senior Football Final on September 1st. Ken Merriman had his black card rescinded from the one he picked up against Meath in the Super 8s. Troy Parrott of Tottenham could be named in Mick McCarthy's provisional squad later on today for the Euro 2020 qualifier against Switzerland and friendly with Bulgaria. And in cricket, Australia resumed 30-1 against England in the second Ashes test at Lord's this morning.
Classic Hits Pump Watch with Munster Group Insurance. Best cover or best price. It's your choice for all your motor, farm, business, health and life insurance needs.
Fuel prices on average. Petrol 139.5 cent a litre. Diesel 129.9 cent a litre. Thanks to AA for that. Thanks to Adam as well. He highlighted the Maxell on the Killarney Road, Abbeyfield, County Limerick, selling diesel for 123.9 cent a litre. And to Stephen Higgins, who informed us at the top service station on the KCOR in Dublin. Petrol 139.9 cent a litre. Diesel there 129.9. Like the lads, log on to our website or WhatsApp at 0871-880008. We'll send you out a Classic Hits car air freshener. Classic Hits Pump Watch with Munster Group Insurance. Get the savings you deserve at munstergroup.com.
Jam Busters Traffic on Classic Hits with Lloyd's Pharmacy.
Don't let problem skin be a thing. Speak to the experts. Lloyd's Pharmacy.
All morning very heavy around the Greater Dublin area. Broken down bus on the N7 inbound block in the left lane past Newlands Cross, which is causing significant traffic in the Kingswood area. Elsewhere this morning, very slow via the M1, trying to get into the Poor Tunnel southbound. The Poor there right back to Junction 4 Donabate with very heavy traffic all around the Port area. Delays inbound near Hart's Corner and Doyle's Corner on the Phibsborough Road. Fairview down to Amiens Street to Beresford Place. Heavy volumes there. Traffic lights out on all approaches to Terenure Cross. Emergency services clearing a collision on the Temple Oak Road. Traffic lights also out at the junction of the Ratoath Road. Slow in Galway on the Tuam Road, but traffic in Cork and Limerick moving well.
Weather on Classic Hits with Multitrip.com. Protect yourself against disruption and mishaps with Ireland's favourite travel insurance provider. Only at Multitrip.com.
Rain clearing eastwards this morning, but rain may linger in the southeast into the afternoon. Overall top temperatures in sunny conditions later on, 18 to 21 degrees.
Weather with Multitrip.com. Never risk going on holidays without travel insurance. Be smart this summer. Visit Multitrip.com.
That's your news. And Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Cheers, John. 8:32. Been a good week on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Prizes every day. If you come on and play with us at all, you walk away with a family pass to the Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown Story. That's a given, no matter what. Just get on and play. And if you do manage to get our top score, which, what's it going to need at the moment now? Over 11 or something?
Yeah, 12 will take it for this week. Yeah, so 11 or more is what you need. Or no, 12 or more is what you need, yeah.
Cool, okay. And then you can enjoy a two-night stay with Bed and Breakfast at Cork's four-star Vienna Woods Country House Hotel. So it's got to be worth having a go. I mean, it's a shot to nothing. If you literally scored nothing, you'd still get a prize.
All you got to do is get on the phone and you've won something. So 087-188-0008 for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Give us a shout on the WhatsApp right now.
Guaranteed Irish, Republic of Loose and the Steady Song.
What an amazing song. What an amazing band and album that was. They're just brilliant.
I didn't realise they had that mad chatty bit at the end.
Oh, did you not know? Yeah, it's great. It's really good.
Anyway, almost 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. Magic Mike has joined us in studio. He specifically requested a sports-based piece of music for us to chat along with for
this
some reason.
Crazy. Yes, Mark, he's keeping up his promise, in fairness. He's going to keep challenging us to do different things. He's already had us out doing the
old challenging us business? Why can't you be challenged, Michael?
Excuse me?
I mean, many people have said many times, PJ and myself are challenged enough in many, many respects of just normal life.
No, here's what I'm thinking, right? We're kind of past the main part of the summer now.
Yeah.
And I haven't had like a proper challenge for you. Although you had your crazy golf, that was fine. I don't think anyone took it seriously enough. Right, to be fair, do you know what I mean? It was a laugh. It was good crack, but I mean, there wasn't a...
How dare you?
There was an outcome, but Jim was putting his head through a, what do you call it, one of those medieval style punishment things.
PJ locked me into that.
PJ was sitting on a giant deck chair in the middle of one of the holes. But
anyway, lovely, unusual, though, it was a lovely there. Day as well.
So the crazy golf happened, but I think it's time to get down to serious business, lads, right?
Right.
So we today, after this show, I hope you've nothing on, are heading to Sandyford in Dublin.
Right.
To a place called Skill Zone.
Oh, that sounds good now. Tell me about Skill Zone.
No, anything with the term skill in it. It's not going to be good for us.
Come here, I broke my nose putting on my shoes one day. So
that's
you know
what I'm saying.
What,
and you want to go to a place that requires skill?
Absolutely, I
can
do.
Can I ask you both this question?
This time I might break Mike's nose by falling over.
No. Well, careful. Can I ask you this question? Right, you both like going to the gym. You're fit and healthy men, and you
like.
Wouldn't
quite go that far.
Right, well, kind of fit and healthy men sometimes. So, is there a particular sport that you can actually play? I actually don't know.
Not
apart,
really.
Oh, golf.
Man.
Golf, of course, Jim. Golf.
No, I mean, again.
Well, when you say
I
play.
I wouldn't judge by crazy golf.
Well, it's been a while since I raced BMX bikes and motorbikes.
BMX bikes.
And race motorbikes.
Are you good? Are you good with your feet?
As in, can I stand up and walk around?
No, can you, with a ball or something like that?
No, I'm absolutely.
Jim, how are you with that?
Outrageous.
Well, let's just say I.
Like, I'm a spectator for a reason.
I didn't have an illustrious career or anything, if that's what you're talking about, Michael.
Right, okay, well, I'll tell you what Skill Zone is all about. I don't know if you've heard of it before, but Skill Zone is pretty deadly, right? So it has 10 sporting challenges, essentially. Right.
Disciplines, is it?
It's 10 sporting disciplines in a warehouse, essentially, right?
Right.
And you do a circuit of these sporting events, and you challenge each other, and whoever comes out on top, and you get our admiration and respect.
Oh, okay, right. So, yeah, so it's kind of like, it's going to be essentially a miniature Olympics for the two of us.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Right.
Wow. Right, so I'm going
to... What sort of stuff? Have you any ideas of what sort of sports?
I do. I have the 10 here. So very quickly, we're going to whittle this down to 5 because we're not going to have all the time in the world out there. Yeah. We all have to get
Can we try the others and just pick 5 to challenge?
No, I think we should pick the 5 now. I think we should pick the 5 now and agree on the 5.
Okay.
Right? So very quickly, here's what you can do today. Baseball.
I love baseball.
Right, okay, well hold your fire for a second.
Anything with hand-eye coordination, I'm rubbish at. I mean, remember my attempt at cricket?
Very true.
That's off.
Well, that's why PJ wants to pick it. So we'll have to come to a very quick agreement here. You've baseball, basketball, you've Gaelic, right, which is football, actually, Gaelic football. Golf, Jim.
How do you get Gaelic football on the thing?
Because they have a bar and a post and all, and
just have to score a point.
Skills.
You have to score a couple of points and a goal, and there's a fake goalkeeper that runs left and right.
Oh, wow! A penalty shootout.
Yeah, exactly.
Deadly.
You've got the hang zone, so you have to hang from a bar as long as possible.
We're not doing that because, as PJ knows, my grip is literally the worst grip in the world.
So that one on baseball, then please.
No,
and then
that's off the list. I'm objecting to that.
Rugby zone. We've shooting zone.
Oh, that's good.
Shooting, lads.
Shooting.
And also Mike,
like a rifle.
Michael win that.
Yeah, there's not real bullets in it or anything.
Michael win that just based on protecting his house.
Yeah, yeah.
Shooting the two of ye. And then we've soccer and we've tennis. So there you go. Oh, and we've, that's it.
Right.
There's there's no modern Irish sports like punching an owlad in the face or anything like that, no?
No. And then there's climbing as well. Sorry, that's the final one. Yeah.
Climbing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Right, okay. So basically, as long as we leave out hang tough and baseball.
So you don't want to do hang tough, you don't want to do baseball. I would suggest...
Are you going to do any, Mike?
I was going to referee it now. I'll do it for the crack. No, I'd put you both to shame after the event.
Oh, it's one of them.
I'll just go and get a 100% record.
Mike could hang tough because it's literally, there's no weight in him. It's like putting a hanger
I couldn't hang tough.
I think Mike just hangs his own suits on himself. He just hangs upside down in his wardrobe and he sleeps.
I think that's what happens.
The only one I don't want to do is golf. That's the only one I don't want to do.
Well, golf it is.
Get out. How does that work? He gets out of baseball.
Because he doesn't want baseball and he doesn't want the hang thing.
I'll sacrifice golf if we lose. I'll pick which one we lose. Either baseball or hang tough.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so I tell you what we're going to do, right? We're going to go out later on this morning after the show, right? So you're all set out to Sandyford, to Skill Zone, and then we'll have the video up and all the rest of it.
Probably
over the weekend or Monday morning, actually.
Just what we needed, Jim, going into the weekend was another opportunity to humiliate ourselves desperately.
Yeah.
Just what we need.
It's amazing how that works, you know? Just when you're in good form, looking forward to the weekend, chance to be free. No. Humiliation follows you no matter where you go.
One clincher. What's the forfeit for the person who doesn't...
He had to come up with that.
Answers on a WhatsApp, please. 087-188-0008.
Unbelievable.
A forfeit for who loses. We want to make this as big as possible. Thanks.
I think Jim has to stay the night in Niall Boylan's house. on the floor.
Answers on a stamped address WhatsApp.
What are you doing there? There's going to be four. Oh, God, right.
Nightmare.
Thanks, Mike. You've really set us off for a great move.
Talk about knocking the crack out of Friday.
Going to have to do everything possible. It's going to be really competitive now, you know.
Of course it is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Everyone wins on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Family passes every morning for the Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown Story. That's what we've been handing out. And of course, today we find out who gets the big prize, that upgrade to the two-night stay with bed and breakfast at Cork's four-star Vienna Woods Country House Hotel. Now remember, Cork Heritage Centre, if you want to check it out, corkheritage.com. is the website. You can go along and check it out. It's the basically the whole story of Irish emigration to various destinations. Be able to trace your ancestors, maybe. You can hear about the likes of the Titanic and Lusitania, Irish naval and military history, all that sort of stuff. You can learn and enjoy all of the beautiful sites around Cove, learn the actual Queenstown story. As I say, coveheritage.com is the website to check it out for yourself.
So it is, and 12 is the score you need, because 11 is the score to beat the Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. So it's a high enough score we got there in the end, but it doesn't really matter because everyone's a winner this week again. So Catherine Quinlavin, is that right in Limerick? How are you, Catherine?
Quinlavin,
I apologise, yeah. Sorry.
No bother.
How are you getting on, Catherine? What's your plans for the weekend?
Well, hopefully I'll win the prize and I'll be going away this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you something, you won't be hanging around, will you? Fair play.
No, I won't, definitely.
That's the way to do it, Catherine. Right, well, listen, let's get stuck in then. First of all, you are a winner. You've got yourself the family passes to the Cove Heritage Centre. They're yours, well done.
Brilliant, thank
and
you.
And here we go, 60 seconds and we need 12 correct answers. That's all, and then the rest of it will be yours too. Ready to go?
Okay.
Let's do it.
With what sport is Anna Kournikova associated?
Tennis.
Yeah, what scientific name is given to animals that can live on both land and in water?
I haven't a clue,
Pat. Amphibian, which ocean lies off the west coast of Africa?
Pacific.
It's the Atlantic. Which comic regularly features Dennis the Menace and Nasher?
Davino.
Which American president, who became American president in 1993?
Clinton.
Yeah, in the USA, what is the state capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
According to the Bible, what was the occupation of Joseph, the father of Jesus?
Carpenter.
Of which hot drink is Arabica a variety?
Coffee.
Yeah, the rook and the jackdaw are members of which family of birds?
Crow.
In Only Fools and Horses, the character of Del Boy Trotter was played by what actor?
David Chasen.
Copenhagen is the capital city of what country?
Denmark.
Timmy was the name of the dog in what series of Enid Blyton books?
Famous Five.
In astrology, the star sign Pisces is represented by what animal?
Fish.
What'd you say?
Fish.
Yeah,
yes,
give me that right.
Absolutely right. Fish. Right, okay. This will be interesting. That sounded like some good scoring. Is it enough? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
You're joking.
Oh,
you're joking.
Man. 11. You couldn't have gotten any closer, Catherine.
Oh,
one
God.
More.
That
is
as
needed.
Close as it can. I absolutely hate three, when that four, happens. Five, and six, I really seven, hate when that happens nine, on a Friday.
11. Sugar.
Is that what your count was, Mike? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. No. Anyway, God, Catherine, you couldn't have done much better. One more correct answer is all we would have needed to give you the hotel stay. But look, these the family passes are yours and you did really well. Thanks for having a go.
Okay, thanks very much.
Cheers,
see
Catherine.
You,
take care of yourself. Cheers, bye-bye now.
Oh, God. I feel partly responsible the way I had to say Arabica.
Yeah,
you still
yeah.
got it right, but it took me ages to get it out. Oh, well.
Right, so do we have the name? So it was Darren Brown.
It was Darren Brown. He got 12, or he got 11 during the week. It says 12 there, but I'm pretty sure it was 11. It doesn't matter. He's the winner regardless. So
right,
there you go.
Off he goes to Cork's four-star Vienna Woods Country House Hotel, armed with those family passes for the Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown Story.